Kesubis, Daf Yutes Amit Aleph, Kir Samach Dalet.
So basically, we're speaking about over here, the case is Ksav Yodim is not Yotzei Mokom Acher. The Eidim are coming in and saying, Anusim Ayinu, Ksav Yodinu Zeh, Aval Anusim Ayinu, Machmas Nifashois. Our Mishnah says they're Neman, but Rav Meir holds Enom Nemonim. My time is the Rav Meir. What's the reason for Rav Meir? On the top of that, if you test analysis, Ela Anusim my time, by Anusim Nachos Nifashois, why is it not Neman? I'm Rav Chizda, Kasav Rav Meir, Edem Sha'amru, Lehem, Chasumu Sheker, Va'al Taharagu, Edem that they said that they should sign Sheker and don't get killed. Yahargu, Va'al Yichtemu Sheker. They should get killed and not sign falsely. Amalei Rava, what? Hashti Ilu Asulu Kaman Elm Luche, if they'd come in front of us and ask us. Amrin and Lahu, we would say to them, Zilu Chasumu, go and sign, V'loi Titkilut. Tiskatlun, v'loy tiskatlun. D'amar mar, ein lechadavar oimel of nepikuach nevesh. Ela avodis kucham gilvay shvichos dam belvad. Hashda dechasumu amrinu l'ru amai chasmisu. What? What's pshat of that? Says the Gemara. Hello, time to our mayor. Kerav Huna Merav. Don't Rav Huna Merav. But if Shlashu Chasam Ain Tzarach LaKaimo, you have to get back to what that is. But the Gemara had a Havamin over here. The Gemara thought that the Pshat in Rav Chizda was. I'm sorry. The Pshat in Rav Meir was Edim that Sha'amulem Chasum Mushekav Al Tahargu Yahargu Val Yachtu Mushekar. Now Rav Chizda saying this Havamina. What's Pshat in this Havamina? I mean, right away, Rava knocks it down and says, what are you talking about? The big three! So why in the world would you think this? Comes the Ramban. Zok delig Ramban. Even according to Rav Chizda, we knew that he wasn't mechuyiv to do Yarek Val Yavar. However, even though the din is that the big three, you're mechuyev to do yarek val yavor, but the other mitzvahs, you're not mechuyev. However, midas chasidus is that you should do it anyway. So when a person walks in and says, Bezdin, we were anusim machmas nefashos, we tell Bezdin, Bezdin says to him, well, why didn't you kill yourself? Well, I'm not mechuyev. Yeah, but you would have been a big tzaddik if you would do it. It's midas chasidus. That's enough, says Rav Chizda, to say that we don't believe it to be made. Ain't on the mesim atzmai. Okay, it's not Russia, but not tzaddik. That's not tzaddik. So the Ramban is saying that a person is, even though he's not mechuyev to give up his life, but he can if he wants to. Not only can he, but we would applaud it. A person says, I am not eating treif. I don't care if my life depends on it. What do you mean? It's not one of the Gemara's chibus. I'm not doing it. But we applaud that, says the Ramban. That's midas chasidus. So the Havamina was, that's enough to say that we're not going to believe him because, you know, the mesim atzmoi shlechter. So what does shlechter mean?
Bad.
So there's different degrees of bad. And we thought that even this is not, as you're saying, you're not so perfect. Comes Rav and says, hold on a second. That's not Russia. Come on. If he'd ask us if he could do it, we'd say yes. So therefore, he's not Neman to say that? This is the pshat of the Ramban. The Havamina was that he's not, because it's Midas Chasidus to do this, therefore he's not able to say he's not a Chasid. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, if you remember our pshat in Rashi, on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rashi said, what's the reason why Ein Adam Meisim Atzmai Rasha? Because he's not Neman. Lifsoil Es Atzmai. What does it mean, Lifsoil Es Atzmai? To make himself possible. He's not passeling himself by saying he's not a tzaddik. He's not passeling anything. He's still a kosher aid, l'chatchila. There's nothing passel about him. He wasn't, he didn't do the Spitz, you know, Chassidus. Chassidus is the Fnimishur Sadin. He's not Mechuyev. So how could you say, you know, the Mesa Matzmoy Russia if he's not passing anything? So the Choy Rashi is going to have another Pshat in our Gemara. Comes the Ritva, and he's talking a daik in Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi says they're making themselves Rishoyim. The Ramban said the Havamina was to make themselves not Chasidim. But he said Rashi can't learn that way. Why not? Because Rashi learns in on the Mesa Matzmai Rashi is only if you're coming to passel yourself. So what's the Havamina? The Ritva is Medaik in Rashi that they're coming to make themselves Rishoyim. How is he a Rasha? What's Pshat over here? He's a Rasha. Says the Ramban that he found something called a Braisa Chitzoinis. Not sure what that is exactly, but it's a Braisa. And the Braisa Chitzoinis says the following thing. That a person is chayv limsar nafshoy for three things. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Rav Meir holds for Af Min HaGezel. So according to this Braisa Chitzoinis, how many cardinal sins are there? Four!
Not even
Gezel. Oh, Bal. Good. Good. Good.
Bal.
I hear. Yeah, there's a Ben Noach, it's Chayv Misan Gezel also. Maybe, yeah. So the Fizeh, we can understand what the Havamina of the Gemara was. The Gemara's Havamina was that he's Taka Russia. Why is he a Russia? Because he's Chayev Limsor Nafshoy Ala Gezel. This is Me'averos Achamurois. Gezel, old Rameir. What does the Gemara say back? We don't paskin that way. The Gemara says it's not true. You're not Chayev Limsor Nafshoy Ala Gezel. And that's going to be the Shakvatari in our Gemara according to this. Yeah. The Shaila is... So there's two Shailas. First Shaila is... We thought Rameh holds that way. I don't know if Bryce of Chitzayin says that was the Havamina. That's kind of saying Rameh doesn't hold it. That's the way that... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Bryce of Chitzayin says. I'm not sure. Rabbi said, we have a Kasha over here. Even if you're Chayiv Limsa Nafshar Ala Gezel, are they doing Gezel here?
No.
How do we know they're not doing Gezel? Remember we said yesterday.
They don't
have to pay back. Right? They're not doing Gezel. They're facilitating Gezel. So he's Chayv Limsor Nafshoy. The Chor of the Pshat is as follows. The Gemara says, not only you Chayv Limsor Nafshoy on the Gimel Aviris Chamuros, you also Chayv Limsor Nafshoy on Avuzraihu, the Gimel Aviris Chamuros. Avuzraihu. Also something that has the what's the English word for Avuzraihu?
A remnant
of the Gimel Aviris Chamuros. That's why Ramosha speaks about Yehorg Valyavar to go to a mixed beach and things like that because it's Avizrayu de Gilu Arayus. So even Avizrayu says as a person Chayiv is in Yehorg Valyavar. If that's true, so maybe the pshat is over here. It's Avizrayu de Gezel. Maybe it could be that's also Avizrayu. The Grama is the Avizrayu. Maybe I don't know. I hear. Al Kulpana, we have similar type of thing, which is the Ptaloch is Hamal b'pnei chaveru b'rabim. So it's a mutav loy laadam lahapil atzma l'tech kivshana esh v'al yalvin pnei chaveru b'rabim. It's better a person should have himself thrown into a fiery furnace, and he shouldn't be malvin pnei chaveru b'rabim. He shouldn't embarrass his friend. Why is that? It's Shvichas Damim. Is you shechted him? He's dead? He's not dead. Elamai, it's Avuzrayu, the Shvichas Damim. That's also Avuzrayu, the Choyra of Shvichas Damim. However, the Shaila is that Achronim asked the following question. What's the Makar for this that there's a din of Yehorg Val Yavar for Shvichas Damim?
Because
my chos is the damech didach sumach tvei dilma damech the chavrach sumach tvei. It's a svara. If it's a svara, who said your blood is redder? That's where they're saying the redder blood is from. But hold on a second. That's if either he's dead or I'm dead. But what about if he gets insulted and I'm dead? So whose blood is redder? Clearly my blood is redder. He's not dying. It's just Avos Rayu. The Achronim asked this kasha. When do we say that you can say there's a din of that you're chayav limsa nafsha for Avos Rayu? Is when there's a pasuk that says you're not allowed to do the aver or anything like it. But when by the din of Shvichas Damim, why are you not allowed to do Shvichas Damim? Because who said you should die, not he should die? Why should you, well, the Torah is going to say either I'll kill you or I'll kill, or you if you don't kill him. Okay, so someone's going to die. Why should he die and not you die? I don't understand. But that's if they're equal. Well, we don't know if they're equal or not. Yeah, but you're just going to insult him. You're going to die. You're dead. He's insulted. Of course I would say which one's equal, which one's worth more.
Also, if
you're
two people
here, there's no Isra Dena Shvichas Damim. It's only because why is it?
Is it Isser of Shvichas Damim? Is it Isser also not to eat, not to keep, not to Mechal Shabbos? But if it's Pikuach Nefesh, what do you do? You Mechal Shabbos. So why is Shvichas Damim not Mechal, not to Eche? The Gemara says, because it's a toss up. Why should I, you know, kill him in order that I should live? Let me die. Someone's going to die. Elamai, yeah, but why should he die? So who says which dying is worse? But over here, one's dying, no one's getting insulted. Which one's worse? For sure, which one's worse?
Is getting insulted,
what?
Like dying.
Right. So over here, we're saying the other way around. We're saying you should allow yourself to die in order not to embarrass him. What's the pshat? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Shlita, and Cheshuke Chemed says, based on a Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says that Gemara Svara, my chazit damach didach, sumach tvei, is not really the Makar. It's a Kabbalah, Alocha Mashmi Sinai, that Shvichas Damim, there's no din of Yarek Val Yavar. There's a din. What? It's a Kabbalah. It's not from the Svara. It's a Kabbalah. So that the Gemara is just saying a Svara to kind of like make it more palpable, make it more that relatable. But that's not really the Makar. The Makar is Shvichas Damim, Yarek Val Yavar. Shvichas Damim, Avos Rayu, Shvichas Damim, anything like that. Okay. Akoponim Rabbi Isai, the Chayra that comes out Lefize, we're having a Havamina, that on Gezel there's a Din Yaharik Val Yavar. What would be the Makar that on Gezel there's a Din Yaharik Val Yavar? We said that on Shvichas Damim maybe it's a Svara, or maybe it's Alochel Mishmi Sinai. What would be the Makar on Gezel that it's Yaharik Val Yavar?
According to
Rabbi Meir. What?
Same word of Rabbi Meir,
No, because if that's true, so then it's midin gezel. It's midin shvichas dam. It's not a din afmin a gezel. It's shvichas dam. Then it'll be nichlal in shvichas dam. We're saying there's a new thing called gezel. And also, that's only if you steal everything. You're saying only if you steal every single thing he has. So, when I learned ksubis 12 years ago, Reb Yehuda Vagshal, Magid Shir in the Mir Yeshiva, wanted to suggest, as my chavrusa, he said that maybe it's midin v'chol me'oidecha. We say v'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'oidecha. What does v'chol me'oidecha mean? With all of your money. So you have to mekayim mitzvahs with all of your money. But that's only talking about mitzvahs v'hafta. There's a special mitzvah v'hafta. So from that the Gemara learns out that if someone wants you to be oved avodah zarah, so you have to allow yourself to be killed because it says v'chol nafshecha. B'chol me'odecha would tell me if someone wants you to give up all your money for avodah zarah, you should do that. But it's not talking about stealing from someone else. Where b'chol me'odecha doesn't work. So I was thinking perhaps the pshat is as follows. What happens if a person is a din of Yaharik Val Yavar and the Torah says the din is that you can be Yavar Val Yavar. Gives you Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. What's the din?
Mechal
Shabbos.
Mechal Shabbos.
Hold on a second. He's Mechal Shabbos. Is he Chayv Misa?
No.
Is he Chayv Karbon?
No.
Is he Chayv anything?
No.
Do you do anything wrong?
No.
Let's say you have a person who is Pikuach Nefesh, and in the amount of Pikuach Nefesh, he has to steal from someone. Why do we paskin? Should he steal from that person or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he has to pay back.
He's got to pay back. What does that mean, he has to pay back? He did something wrong. Even if the Torah is going to tell you that you're allowed to do mitzvahs, but gezel you're always going to do, whether or not the Torah says it's mutter or not mutter, you did gezel. The haraya, you have to pay back. For sure it means you did something like
that. No, it's a fact. You need the money. You took his money away.
No, no.
What? Who says you have to pay back?
So that I believe is the halacha that you have to pay back. I don't know. We're saying maybe you don't have to pay back. But let's like this.
If he's hammered someone,
yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Right. If you break,
you owe someone money. If you do something wrong, no, you just owe him money.
But why do I owe money?
Because you took money from him. In Achanami, you took it without permission. That was the thing. But you just have to give back the money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what I'm
saying. Correct.
It's not a knas, but it's a chiyuv.
You're wrong. If you're wrong, you should be careful.
What?
If you're wrong, you should be careful. You're not too. You didn't do anything wrong.
If I didn't do anything wrong, there should be no chiv tashlumen.
Chiv
tashlumen is because I did something wrong.
It's
gone. The money's gone.
That's because
it's halva. That's because I'm a money gabach. Halva is different. Halva is different. I was mazikit because of I had a bikuach nefesh. I was mazikit. I have to now is a chiyuv tashlumen. That's a chiyuv. I'm chayiv. I just became chayiv. Halva is not chiyuv. Halva is I borrowed your money, so that's memoni gabach. I have to give back money I took. This is something else. This is not memoni gabach. I was mazik you. Bikuach nefesh, I was mazik you. The Torah is not taking away the fact that you were mazik. So Rav Meir said, if the Torah is not taking away the fact that you were mazik, so then you still did you did something wrong.
What if you're mazik b'shege? You still have to pay, right? By mistake, break something that someone wrong. You just have to pay him back. You didn't do anything wrong. It was shaking.
You did. If a person does an aver mechil Shabbos b'shoigeg, he has to bring a carbon, right? You did something wrong. It was b'shoigeg, but you did something wrong. Because Klevish was telling you go do it. But we're not telling you to go do it, because if you're chayv to pay, so there still is a chayv over here. So I can hear that perhaps by...
Are you puzzling this?
Hold a second.
He's going to be Maida.
You're giving it from him, you take because you took from him.
Right. That's the story. That's exactly the story. Very good. What? Saying good spot. Dawson's plus latest, yeah. He's not plus latest. What? So we're going to talk about why he's not plus latest. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we got more work to do. Let's go. Here goes. So Rabbi Sai, Sukkum Techois, we have here a machloikes between Rashi and the Ramban, Pshat in the Gemara.
Is the makar for gazel because it's playing bad? That's why
this. What?
The question was, what's the makar for a mayor?
So we're saying that the Torah is not matir gazel. The Torah is matir only other averis. By gazel, we never saw the Torah as matir that fight. It's a different degree. So therefore, the Torah was never matir. The Torah was never matir. It's for haraya because you still have to pay.
So,
okay, our kopanim lefi the Ramban pshat in the Gemara is the avamina was he's saying he's coming to admit he's not a chassid, right? That's the avamina of the Gemara, because if he was a chassid, he would be over on even any avera at all, even though there's no din yarg val yavar, right? That's the Ramban's pshat. Lemaisa, this is very not poshit if this is the case. The Rambam, Hilchos Yisoidi Atara Perikei, Halacha Dalet, says the Rambam, any of the mitzvahs that are not included in the big three, and the Torah says you're allowed to be over the mitzvah, and a person says, I want to be extra frum, and I want to kill myself, says the Rambam, Harei Zeh Mischayev Benafshoi. It means that when he gets to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold him accountable for his own life. What do you mean? I was being frum. Says the Rambam, that's not called being frum. The Ramban said it's midos chasidus. It's dafka a very good thing to do, says the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, adarabba, harizem eschayiv benafshoy. You're not allowed to do this. Person's not allowed to do this. It's ki'ilu committing suicide. Oh, so the Vida Rambam, what's Pshan in the Gemara? The Chayra, the Rambam is going to have to learn, like Rashi. Rashi learned the Havamina of the Gemara was, you're Mechuyim on Gezel. Gezel is one of the big ones. The big four, not the big three, is the Havamina. So the Rambam can learn like Rashi. But like the Ramban, that's saying the Havamina was, that he's admitting that he's not a Chassid. According to the Rambam, it's not the case. What's the Machloikes between the Rambam and the Ramban? The Chor of the Machlokes is as follows. Why is it that a person is not Mechuyiv to give over his life for an Aveira?
V'chaybehem.
What's Pshat and V'chaybehem? I could say two different Pshatim. Either Pshat and V'chaybehem is as follows. Look, you have to work hard to do mitzvahs, not to do Aveiras. Very hard. You have to give up a lot of money. There's a lot of things you have to do, but you don't have to give up your life. It's a limitation in your obligation. You're not mechuyev. The mitzvahs are only v'chay behem. You're only mechuyev to do the mitzvahs if you could still live with them. You're not mechuyev more than that. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that what Torah is saying v'chay behem v'lo shiomes behem is that what's more valuable right now? We have a choice. It's either a Yiddish life or an Aveira. What would we prefer? We prefer that this Aveira shouldn't happen and someone should die, or prefer someone to be alive. I mean, let's look at it this way. He could be alive and he could always
do many more mitzvahs,
you know? Or he could die.
You can see the Torah itself is Kaddish, but you're not necessarily Kaddish.
So therefore what?
Then you shouldn't be over the Torah.
Yeah, but you're going to end up doing more mitzvahs. You get to do more mitzvahs now. So the shaila is like this. If you say the Vard is V'chaybem is just telling me you're not mechuyev to give up your life. Very nice, I'm not mechuyev. But if I want to give up my life, I'm not interested in doing even one Aveira. I want to die clean. So then I could do that. Because the Torah just said I'm not mechuyev to give up my life. But if you want, who says the Ramban, midas chasidus. That's Pshan the Ramban. Over the Rambam holds that the Yisoid of V'chai Behem is, the Torah is telling you what's more precious, that a person should eat a shtikl chazer, or he should be dead and never do any more mitzvahs. We'd rather you stay alive. What are you killing yourself for? That's wrong. We don't want that. No, bad. Do not die. So there's one Aveira. Okay, this Aveira is bad, but you can do many more mitzvahs afterwards. It'll outweigh it. If it's Megimel Averis Chamuris, the Torah says, no. This is so bad that however mitzvahs you're going to do the rest of your life is not going to outweigh these big three. Okay. But the other ones, Torah tells us which one outweighs. The Chayra, that's going to be the beer Machlaikas between. Yeah. The Kesef Mishnah here brings from the Nemuke Yosef that even the Rambam holds that a person is not allowed to be Meister Nafshoy. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's only a regular person. However, Im Hu Adam Gadol V'Chassid Yorei Shamayim V'Roya Shahador Porutz Bikach Rashoi lekadesh es Hashem v'limsor atzmai afilo al mitzvah kala. Kivin shiur av yilmedu lira es Hashem ala ava b'chol libam. It's dafka by dor parutz. It's not shas hashmad. Shas hashmad. Everyone's mechuyev to be meiser nafsham. This is something maybe similar. This is a public figure that people are going to respect, and he sees that if he does it, everyone will learn from him. Liras Hashem la'avoy b'chol libam. Then he is not mechuyev limser nafshay, but he's allowed to be the meiser nafshay.
How are you supposed to know whether you only know after the fact what's going to come out of your
act? A person is supposed to know if he's an adam gadol. people or not.
Well, Yasha,
no, if you're respected by the community.
That he's not, he's mechuyev. He's not allowed. As he says, that you're not allowed. Because the vort is like this. Rabbi said, the vort is like this. If it's just a question of my one aveira of machalas asuris or my life, the Torah says your life is more precious. But if it's a question of I'm creating a collective flow of mitzvahs that are going to happen because of this, so then what's the whole svar why I shouldn't give up my life? Because I could do many more mitzvahs. But now if I give up my life, there's going to be many more mitzvahs generated because everyone's going to listen to me. So therefore, because of that, he's allowed to. I understood Rashi being pshat in the Ramban more the Ram, but that's the chur the pshat in the Ramban. Okay. It's not mechuyev. But where's the makar for? What? So we were saying the whole vort v'chai b'hem tells you your life is more precious. Now your life is not more precious. So if your life is not more precious, you should be mechuyev. Your life is not more precious. So I don't get how that comes in. Okay. The boy said, what about the opposites? Yeah. Right.
And he decides, I want to be a chassan and not. So, and he dies. So what are we looking at? Are we looking at him that you're
Chassid Shaita or Tak? Rambam and Ramban.
Maybe you could
tell
him
now.
When
you're
doing a
Sheva
al-Pasa like Shabbos.
No. Zelbazach. Because he's
mechuyev
to me,
matzal
himself. Okay, we'll see. Akoponer, Rabbi, so what about the other way around? What about a person who's supposed to be Meiser Nafshoi? He's mechuyev to be Meiser Nafshoi. And he comes up short. He doesn't do it. It's a chil Hashem b'ram. It's a terrible thing. Okay, right. All that true. All right, but he said, but what's going to be his din? Let's start like this. Is he pasul le'edus or not?
This is by the big three.
You got the big three, and he falls up. He comes up short. He doesn't do it. He buckles under the pressure. He doesn't do that. Bust. Is he pasul le'edus or not? This appears to be a machloikes harishainim. If he's going to be pasul le'edus or not pasul le'edus. The Minchas Chinuch brings from the Goyin Asvardi, I don't know who that is, that brings a raya from our sugya. Because from our sugya, why does Rav Meir say that he's not neman to say anusim yino machmas mamoin? Because Rav Meir holds an mamon yuchayev limsor nafshoi. Okay, but he didn't do it. So why is he not neman? Because ein ander meisim atzmai rosha. And if he says that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, he is a rosha. Says a goyin svardi. That's pshat in our Gemara. The Rav Meir holds your chayiv limsor nafshoi. Because your chayiv limsor nafshoi, therefore we're not going to believe him if he says, I didn't do it. Why not? Because he just made himself into a rasha. Azoizok the Goyen Asvardi. However, he brings Sefer Asifa Zakenim and other Achroinim. And he brings that's the other Rishayim. He says, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Maybe Ein Hachanami, he's not mechuyev limsor nafshoi. Maybe he's not a rasha. But Lamaisi, he should have been meiser nafshoi. So is he a tzaddik? Is he a tzaddik? Person who didn't do, it was Averus Chamurus. And he wasn't, it was over on the Avera.
He's not a tzaddik.
Maybe he's not pasul le'edus, but he's not a tzaddik. So therefore, the Gemara said, "Ein adam meisim atzmai rasha." Why? Because lemaisa, you should not have done this. So Rabbi said, that's going to depend how you learn our sugya. If you learn our Gemara, "Ein adam meisim atzmai rasha," what does it mean, rasha? You're making yourself a puzzle. Make yourself puzzle edos. So the only pshat in the Gemara is Rav Meir holds. If you say you did this, you are going to be puzzle edos. However, if you learn like the Ramban's pshat in our Gemara, the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara was the Havamim was not that you're postulated, but you're not a big tzaddik because you did this. It was never even a Havamim, it's Gimel Averes Chamuras over here. So therefore, the fact that a person is over Gimel Averes Chamuras, maybe we're going to tell us he's not postulated. We won't necessarily believe him because they don't make some Atzmai Rasha, but he's not going to be postulated. L'chayra, that's what's going to come out of the machlekes. So, Sukkum to gain, Rabbi, so we have a machlekes as follows. A person is usher for him to do this. But he's under the threat of death. Is he going to be pasul eidus or not? It's going to come out, we have a machlokes. Hagoyin HaSfaradi is saying he is pasul eidus. And the Rivash and other Rishayim say he's not pasul eidus. Frekt Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, the Chayra, what's the difference between this and, let's say a person is over Aveira b'mezid b'loy Asura. Do you give him Malkus? If he doesn't get Asura, do you give him Malkus?
No.
But he's pasul eidus. Why? Even though we don't punish him, but the mice, you did the Aveira. Because you did that Aveira, hold on a second, because you did Aveira, pasul eidus. So over here also, a person does Avodah Zarah under the threat of death. He does the Avodah Zarah. Are we going to punish him?
No.
No. But did he do the Aveira?
Yeah.
Yes. So why is it not pasul eidus? Again, person doesn't have Aveira b'mezid b'loy hasra. Do we punish him? No. Does he pasul eidus? Yes. A person that does Avodah Zarah under the threat of death, do we punish him? No. But did he do that Aveira? Yes. No, so why is he not pasul eidus? He did it b'mezid.
Because one is
what? Mine is b'mezid.
Okay, but did he do that Aveira?
When he does b'mezid, when he does b'mezid,
he's not a bad guy. He's just something about the guy.
So I thought the following thing: he's not a bad guy. Poor guy. He doesn't want to do the Aveira. He's a poor guy. He didn't want to do the Aveira. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't strong enough to be able to. So I have a question: who's the machmas mamain? The poor guy, I don't want to do it, but he was threatening to take all my money away. I have to feed my kids, my poor kids. This guy's just $1,000, he's so rich. I didn't want to do it, but I felt I couldn't. He's a Nebuch. The answer is, too bad, you're Mechoyev. You're Mechoyev, you're a Rasha. So what's the difference?
There's levels.
Why? What's the difference? The Torah says you are mechuyev.
Levels.
Zok the heilige kovet shiurim Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan zok the vort. He says oines is andrish. Was meint oines rachmana patrei? Zok Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yisrael, we said this in the beginning in Einon is Begitten, based on Rabbi Chaim Brisker. Oines is Keilu, you didn't do it, Bechlau. Seheis nishta nisht kumin. If you remember that Zok. It didn't do a loy basi. Seheis nishta nisht kumin. Zok Rabbi Chanan, he didn't do it. It didn't happen.
Why did he do anything wrong?
He didn't! He's Mechal Hashem. Mechal Hashem. That's it.
So where's the money?
What? There's no, that's not Pasul Eidus from Mechal Hashem.
What?
Oinus Mechal Hashem, you did it! That's not an oinus. That's not called oinus. Doesn't have a Ptur oinus. The Torah makes the get there. When the Torah says that you're not allowed to be. And a chanami, according to a mayor, this is also not going to be nice. You're going to be pasul eidus. Zok teilig Rabbi Chanan. Sehes nishli did anything wrong. So Rabbi say, that's based on the Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim says, oinus is the pshat, it's not as if I did it bachal. The mice is not nisyaches to me bachal. We said it's not very mashme in the lashon of the chazal. Chazal say, oinus rachmana patre. Patre means you did it, but we're not going to make you. We're not going to punish you. Okay, so let's get back to the regular question. Without Rabbi Chanan, your report, Raya is not like Rabbi Chanan from Rabbi Chaim, numerous places, numerous things. What? So I'd like to say that. No, that's not an oinus. Doesn't have a get oinus. What's called oinus? Oinus is because I was in a bad mood, so I need to steal it because what makes it oinus? So Mama doesn't make oinus. The Torah says oinus is only machmas navaj. But I'd like to suggest this follows, Rabbi say. This is the answer, which Ezi Steiner was saying, is that maybe, perhaps the pshat is, is that there's levels. There's levels. Because what Torah says is considered to be an acceptable excuse, and the Torah says is not considered to be an acceptable excuse. If a person says, I didn't get up to Shacharis this morning because I had a headache. Sorry, headache is not a good excuse for I didn't get up to Shacharis. I'm sorry, it's not a good excuse. It's not. It's just not. But I have an excuse. Too bad. We're not accepting that excuse. You are a Russia. If a person... However, if a person has an acceptable excuse. He has a good excuse. He was mamish. He had cellulitis. He couldn't. Mamish couldn't get out of bed, and he couldn't. He mamish had no way to get there, and it's a good excuse. Good excuse. What does the Torah say when the Torah says Yarek Val Yavar? Torah says you have a good excuse. Good excuse. I like that excuse. I want you to be even bigger than your good excuse. And the Torah's not saying it's not a good excuse. It's a good excuse. It's a fine excuse. But you know what? I want you getting above excuses. So if it's a good excuse, so is he a Rasha if he does it?
Nope.
No, he's got a good excuse. The Torah just says we're expecting more than good excuses. When the Torah says when it comes to these things, we want you to be bigger than your excuse. By Yarig Val Yavar. By Yavar Val Yaharig. The Torah is telling you by Yavar Val Yaharig. So that's why the Torah is saying we have a good excuse and it's fine. So we're not chayif. If you're anusimach masmamayin, what do we tell them? That's not a good excuse. That's not a good excuse. As a matter of fact, if you did it because of that, you are a Rasha. But by all the mitzvahs which are yavar va'al yaharek, the Torah tells you it's a good excuse. We'll accept that as an oinus. Even though it's a good excuse, we tell you, want you to be above the excuse, but it's not going to make you pasul
le'edus. It's not a good excuse then, right?
It is a good excuse. But the Torah says, I want you to even, you know, Baruch Ber said once, someone told this Rebbe, he didn't come on time for davening. And he said, Rebbe, have a good excuse. Baruch Ber said, Reb Chaim taught us that it's not enough to have a good teretz. You have to make the kasha nitshver. The good teretz is not, good excuse is not, over here, we want you to be above the good excuse. Yeah, that's what the Torah is saying. So if a person decides, even with the cellulitis, even with the fact that he's it's difficult, and he comes anyway to Shabbos, we say, wow, that's Takamaridik. So when it comes to the Gimel Averes Chamurus, we say, Rabbosai, get above the excuse. Fine excuse, Vaharaya, everywhere else it works. So I see the threat of death is a valid excuse. That's called Inus. We're not going to call you a Rasha for that. The Torah says over here, we expect more from you. If you don't do it, you're not a Rasha. Not a Russia. The Torah says, still over here, we want you to do more. The Chora does can sign the Peshat. Vazok Toysvis. Says Toysvis. De Amar Mar Ein Lecha Davar. Pirish. Afilo Man De Machmir. Lo Machmir Ela Bahanach. De Amar Mar says, even the one who is Machmir, De Rava Gufei Kasavar, Afilo Bahani Eino Chayv Limsar Atzmoy Bitzina. Rav himself holds that you're not chayv limsor atzmai betzina even on these. So it's not going to work. That I mean, Rav himself is just trying to work this out according to Rami Bar Choma, according to Rav Meir. Sir. Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Rav Yishmol. Ve'ein chilek ve'ein hanach l'shar. There's no difference between these three and the other ones. U'befarhesya bekulhu yarek val yavor. And befarhesya, everything is going to be yarek val yavor. So, according to Rava, do we ever have a situation where there's Yarek Val Yavar? Not the Gimel Averes Chamuras. But there's a case of Rabim, Befresya. So Frecht the Marsha. So why doesn't Rava just say, we're talking about a case, why does Rava have to go according to the other Man de Amar and like swish it in like that? Why doesn't Rava say we're going according to, in the case of Befresya? What? Because over here, says the Marsha, over here, you can't talk about professors. It's ridiculous. You're coming to forge a star. Someone's going to forge a star in public? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Someone's going to forge a star in front of 10 people? So obviously, if he's forging the star, he's not doing it for Faresia.
It's going to come out.
No, the din of you're right, but the din of Befrahesia is if someone does it in front of 10 people. If it's in front of 10, the 10 people present, I tell you, I want you to sign the star. In front of 10 people, false star, so then you'd have it in Yarek Val Yavar, even according to Rava. Okay, but this is clearly not talking about Befarhesi over here. Why not? Because you don't sign stars, you don't falsify stars in Berabim. It's just not something that anyone would do. So therefore, says the Marsha, the Maram Shif, therefore it's for sure not talking about Berabim, Elamite, one of the other Averis. It's not one of those Averis, therefore it's not going to be a problem. So what is the Gemara's Pshat in the end? Elamite, Pshat is. Zok the Gemara. Ela time of the Rav Meir, The Gemara says a machlokes is modish b'shtar shekasvu tzarech lekaimoi ein tzarech lekaimoi. This is a machlokes that we have in the Gemara. This is one of the global machlokesim that we have. We're going to Belineda tomorrow discuss this machlokes of modish b'shtar shekasvu if tzarech lekaimoi or not, and then hopefully we'll be able to get into the next sermon.